104 countries. That's how many our colleague at Alpha Media, Gene Sandblum, has visited. He was up to 102 the last time we chatted, but since then, he's been to Prague and is now in Marrakesh. We asked him what motivates him.
Travel's everything for me. Once you start doing it and the deeper you go down the spiral, it just opens up so many things in the world for you. And it's like if somebody talks about Chechnya on the news and it's like, been to Chechnya or you know where Chechnya is, it just makes it that much easier to understand what the problems are.
We like to see what we're hearing about, and you know, now you've seen over half of the countries.
Yeah, and that really wasn't the whole point. The point is just always going somewhere you haven't been before.
So I would imagine because you travel so much, you're adventurous on food, correct?
Absolutely.
A lot of people are afraid of the term third world country. They think that they're going to be carjacked or mugged or, you know, accosted in some way.
You know, I can see that. And I have this really funny saying, which once you get over it, it makes a lot of sense. And that is when they're clearing the landmines, it's the best time to travel. When a country goes through a really bad patch and they're on their way to fixing their problems, if you're a tourist and you get to a country like that, at that point, one, you're special because nobody else is going there. And two, they just treat you so royally and the prices will be lower. During the COVID 2 years, I traveled all over the world. I was paying 15% of what you would typically pay in a lot of countries because it was COVID pricing. So there's the advantage of people want you there. They're thankful you're there. And it's a bargain.
Well, speaking of pricing, what kind of tips have you found for people who may not have a great big budget? I'm assuming there are places you can go if you do enough research and you can do this and afford it.
100%. I use frequent flyer miles. If you're going to use frequent flyer miles, they typically open up seats on airplanes 10 to 12 months in advance. That's when you get the lowest prices on frequent flyer miles. You don't need to spend a ton.
So if someone is thinking, you know, maybe a year from now, you know, I've got a college graduation or a milestone birthday, start planning now.
Yes.
So I have to ask you this. It may be tough because you have over 100 countries to choose from, but your all-time favorite destination so far?
I would have to say Italy. I created this really crazy rule, and I enjoyed traveling so much. I said, I'm not going to go back to any country until I've hit 100 countries. And so that's what I did. And I only broke the rule 3 times. So I haven't been to Italy since 1987. So my number one country in the world, but I haven't been there in ages because of my stupid rule.
All right. One more thing. You know, besides Italy, what's your next destination?
You know what? I keep a shoebox and I fill it full of ideas. You know, I might be watching the news one day and there'll be a picture of something really unique. And I'm really fascinated by Uzbekistan right now. I'd love to go to Ethiopia. You know, I'm looking at Algeria. There's a lot of just incredible places. And, you know, at the same time, I haven't been to Morocco and I haven't been to New Zealand, because if you're going to go to some weird places, then you're going to skip the more common places. So it's fun to go off the track, because as I said, not a lot of Americans go to countries like these. And when you do go to countries like that, it makes you that much more special.
You can see some of Gene's pictures at KXL.com and on our Facebook page.